Hello, Saints from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is Micah from the Two LDS Archives, and today I have a short paper entitled Keep Not Silence. As always, the papers can be found for free, ad-free. You don't have to give me your email address or sign up for anything over on the family blog. We are starting to provide everything that you're seeing here in a Word form, a PDF form, and also an audio file that you can download and do whatever you want with. So if you find that the videos are a little too quiet or too loud, you can head on over there, download the audio file, and do whatever you want with it from there. You don't have to pay for anything or sign up for anything. You can just click it and do it. So that's what we're doing with that. The link for that is always found in the description box of each video. So if you look down there, you will find that there. So as always, the words in blue are my own. The words in black are scriptures or quotes from other individuals. This one was a big deal to me. It might not be a big deal to everyone else, but this one was a big deal to me. As many know, I've been pretty outspoken of my distaste for YouTube and the public forum structure in general of having to preach the word of God that we now find ourselves in with COVID. As I have openly shared on multiple occasions, I frequently have asked the Lord if I can stop doing this and just go back to knocking on doors with the missionaries, finding people, teaching, baptizing on a more personal and in person, you know, face-to-face level. The answer is always the same. Quote, you will know. And that's the part that I really should have paid attention to. You will know when it is time to stop or change, end quote. Today, while studying the scriptures with my Mrs. Scribe, my wife, I got my answer. I can't believe how simple the answer was and how I didn't pick up on it before. Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteous thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called, my desire is in her, and thy land a married wife. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And that would be obviously New Jerusalem. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. And the quote here from Elder Heber C. Kimball, which is the second half to this puzzle. An army of elders will be sent to the four quarters of the earth to search out the righteous, warn the wicked of what is coming. All kinds of religions will be started and miracles performed that will deceive the very elect, if that were possible. Our sons and daughters must live pure lives as to prepare for what is coming. After a while, the Gentiles will gather by the thousands to this place, and Salt Lake City will be classed among the wicked cities of the world. A spirit of speculation and extravagance will take possession of the saints, and the result will be financial bondage. Persecution comes next, and all true Latter-day Saints will be tested to the limit. Many will apostatize, and others will be still not knowing what to do. Darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the minds of the people. The judgments of God will be poured out on the wicked to the extent that our elders from far and near will be called home. Or in other words, the gospel will be taken from the Gentiles and later on carried to the Jews. The western boundary of the state of Missouri will be swept so clean of its inhabitants that, as President Young tells us, when you return to that place, there will not be left so much as a yellow dog to wag his tail. Before that day comes, however, the saints will be put to a test that will try the integrity of the best of them. The pressure will become so great that the more righteous among them will cry unto the Lord day and night until deliverance comes. For the time is coming when we will be mixed up in these now peaceful valleys to the extent that it will be difficult to tell the face of a saint from the face of an enemy to the people of God. Then, brethren, look out for the great sieve, for there will be a great sifting time, and many will fall. For I say unto you, there is a test coming. And who will be able to stand? This church has before it many close places through which it must pass before the work of God is crowned with victory. To meet the difficulties that are coming, it will be necessary for you to have knowledge of the truth of this work for yourselves. The difficulties will be of such character that the man or woman who does not possess this personal knowledge or witness will fall. If you have not got the testimony, live right and call upon the Lord and cease not till you obtain it. If you do not, you will not stand. Then the prophet Joseph Smith and others will make their appearance. And those who have remained faithful will be selected to return to Jackson County, Missouri, and take part in the building of that beautiful city, the New Jerusalem. End quote. I now understand why I will know when it is time. For Joseph's boys out there who might be in a similar situation asking the same or similar questions, I found the answer here. We will know. We will know. Until that day, never hold your peace. Day nor night, ye sons of Joseph, keep not silence. And give yourself no rest till we have the New Jerusalem of our God. Of this I can now more clearly testify of. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.